One of Wall Street's best-known analysts has agreed to pay $4 million to settle charges that he misled investors about the value of stocks he recommended. The analyst, Henry Blodgett of Merrill Lynch, agreed never to work in the securities industry again. Blodgett's fate was announced today as federal and state regulators took steps to finalize a landmark $1.4 billion settlement of conflict of interest charges against 10 Wall Street firms. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
U.S. and state securities regulators unveiled the settlement last December. Today, they said the agreement had been formally approved by the Securities and Exchange Commission. Under the deal, 10 Wall Street firms have agreed to reforms in the way they operate, strengthening the walls that are supposed to exist between their investment banking and research divisions. The firms also agreed to large penalties, with one firm alone, Citigroup, paying $400 million. William Donaldson is the new chairman of the SEC.
The hallmark of our business and financial system is the rule of law, and the rule of law must prevail. And when wrongdoing occurs, it must be confronted and punished. Today we do just that.
Regulators say the Wall Street firms pressured their stock analysts to downplay criticism of the stocks they wrote about because they wanted to win lucrative underwriting business from the companies. In discussing the settlement today, officials provided some fresh details about the way the firms operated. In one instance, Solomon Smith Barney telecommunications analyst Jack Grubman was quoted acknowledging that a company called Metromedia Fiber Networks was having trouble attracting the financing it needed to keep operating. But because Metromedia was one of the firm's clients, Grubman agreed to keep recommending the stock to investors. The documents quote numerous Solomon brokers complaining about Grubman, a highly influential analyst who earned $67 million between 1999 and 2001. One complained, "I have had to spend endless hours with my clients discussing the losses Grubman caused them." New York Attorney General Elliot Spitzer said this kind of conflict was common at securities firms, and he says analysts that cooperated with the system were lavishly rewarded by their firms.
We had been told, don't worry, trust us. Unfortunately, we saw the result. The investment bankers who claimed that they were uniquely capable of handling these conflicts of interest have proven that they were uniquely incapable of handling those conflicts.
As part of the settlement, the firms will be required to put money into investor education, and they must also purchase and disseminate research reports about companies from independent firms. Part of the penalties paid by the securities firms will also be used to compensate investors who can show they were hurt by the firm's actions. Regulators said today that, as large as they are, the penalties paid by the firms probably can't begin to reimburse investors for what they lost. But Stephen Cutler, the SEC's director of enforcement, said the documents released today contain a lot of new evidence that could benefit investors in other ways.
Nothing in these settlements prevents investors from seeking recompense through private litigation or arbitration. And indeed, much of the evidence that we've cited in our complaints will be available to them for those purposes.
The settlement also brings an end to the careers of two of the most famous stock analysts on Wall Street. One is Solomon's Grubman, who has agreed to pay $15 million to settle the conflict of interest charges. The other is Merrill Lynch's star internet analyst, Henry Blodgett. Last year, Spitzer's office released emails in which Blodgett privately disparaged stocks he was recommending. Neither man could be reached for comment today. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.